Despite Papua New Guinea's ongoing national political crisis, this Friday the leaders of PNG and the autonomous region of Bougainville are due to meet for the second time this month. The meeting is the crucial Joint Supervisory Body, or JSB, where both governments look to find terms of agreement on how they will interact in the coming months, particularly where it concerns negotiations on Bougainville's desire for independence. This is the first JSB with the new president of Bougainville at the helm. Ishmael Todawama is looking for change, as Don Wiseman reports.
First and foremost, Mr. Todawama is pleased the meeting's actually going ahead, given the political tensions that have dominated Port Moresby for the last 10 days. Last week, he had called on PNG politicians not to let their infighting disrupt what is a vital event, and Prime Minister James Marape agrees. Mr. Marape did move the meeting back to Port Moresby rather than hold it as scheduled in Kokopo, presumably so he can stay in town with the rest of his now smaller team of MPs. He says he's remained strongly committed to finding a political solution to the Bougainville issue since he came to power 18 months ago. This is a comment at a press conference with Mr. Todawama earlier this month, ahead of a meeting that was setting up this JSB get-together.
My commitment and my generation of leaders in the greater PNG stand right behind to ensure your fullest version of self-determination is reached and associated with economic empowerment, or economic independence, as we say. And I am happy our discussions today will lead towards some of these fundamental tenets of self-determination, and to ensure that you are governing and looking after our people in Bougainville to the best as you can. And we are here to empower you and support you to the best as we can, as we progress towards the final stages of what was detailed in the 2001 peace agreement.
For Mr. Todawama, he wants action at this JSB. He's talked since his inauguration, just over 2 months ago, about the need to get things moving, both economically and politically. He says Bougainville's been operating as an autonomous region for 15 years and it's time to step things up. The president wants to see clear progress made on establishing a process to negotiate the outcome of last November's referendum on independence, which returned astonishing figures of 98% in favour of breaking away from PNG. But he says in its preliminary agenda, Port Moresby's approach was too vague.
It's an overdue agenda. We have passed that, and I would like to see if we could sort that out. It will take a while, but we must sort it out. At the same time, going into the consultation process.
Mr. Todawama also wants significant progress on the devolving of authority to Bougainville by Port Moresby. He wants to see clear commitments at this JSB so that Bougainville can take control of its policing, its ability to handle its own financing and taxation, along with control over fisheries and forestry policy.
We need economic power, you know, fisheries, forestry and others, and taxation, which will be a bit harder, but at least because it's spelled in a bombing piece of really. And police powers. We really want to get those economic powers because we need to be economically getting on our toes.
He accepts that in many respects Bougainville lacks the infrastructure.
We must take the first steps in order to get the other steps going. That is the message.
Mr. Todawama's biggest focus is on creating a viable economy. He stressed this through the first part of his first 100 days and has already announced schemes involving the resurrection of limestone mining, a major forestry project and a special trading zone offering tax incentives to foreign investors. But the president says none of this will come to fruition until law and order reigns in Bougainville. And for that to happen, the government wants control over the police to rest in Booker, not Port Moresby. If Port Moresby agrees to the drawing down of these various powers, it will require significant funding support from the national government that no doubt will be a sticking point at these JSB talks. Gordon Wiseman, 10A.